the heart of his spirit.
In the fullness of his blessing, anything is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. Far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
Glory of God. Welcome to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 117, King James Version, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. And now we will have a worship selection. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause He is worthy.
Amen. Worship and praise. Our inspirational scripture is coming from Ephesians 4:4-16, where it says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measures of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." I'd like to acknowledge our guest ministers who partnering with us today by allowing them to state their appointed names and ministries. Amen.
Amen.
Area code 404-447. How are you today?
Hello.
Amen. God bless you.
I'm doing great. My name is Jerry. I'm the sister of Hilda Buchan, and I'm here in Georgia, and I'm just calling in for the first time.
Praise God. We welcome you to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. And Reverend Debo.
God bless you guys. I'm doing wonderful this evening.
Praise God. Amen. And Reverend Debo, I would like for you to lead us in an intercessory prayer. And what is the Spirit leading you to intercede for today?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, coming into your presence right now, as humbly as we know how, oh God, we're asking, oh God, as the enemy is running rampant through the gate, oh my goodness, hallelujah, Father God, the enemy is running rampant in the house of God with God's people all around us, oh God. And right now, we're pleading the blood of Jesus. We know that he is a defeated foe, oh God. So today, we're standing in the gap for all of your people, oh God, on behalf of the body of Christ. And we're asking, as the enemy runs rampant down here on this earth, oh God, he's running to and fro. He's touching your people here, touching them there, oh God, trying to get them distracted, trying to make them lose focus in you, oh God. Father God, trying to stir them up any way he knows how to get their sight off of you, oh God. And so now we're standing in the gap, and we're asking, oh God, on behalf of all of your people, your men of God, the women of God, children, babies, everybody, on behalf of your people, oh God, we're asking you today, oh God, don't let your people lose sight of who you are, oh God. Don't let them forget who you are, oh God. Don't let them grow weary, oh God, that they would continue to trust in you. We're lifting up your people, oh God, before you today, that the enemy, remind them, oh God, the enemy is a defeated foe. No matter what he comes up against them with, oh God, he is a defeated foe. So we're lifting up your people today. That is what's burdened on my heart. And I, being one of your people, oh God, that the enemy shall not have his way. Don't betray me. I'm going to trust God.
Amen.
That is the word of God. I will trust him at all times. Trust him at all times. And so, God, we're asking that you're covered with your blood, oh God. Your people need covering today. because the enemy is busy, he's messing, he's touching, he's trying to tamper with their minds, with their thoughts, oh God. But Father God, that they would stay focused on you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now we are extending you the opportunity to send in your love offerings, tithes, love gifts, or whatever God puts on your heart. You can send it to House of Manessa Christian Ministries in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. And if you want to send an offering to our speaker, she will now give you her contact information. And now we'll have an offertorial selection. Amen. Our speaker for today is none other than Reverend Debo. And if you would like to give your contact information for your love gift or love offering, you may do so now.
I have been in transition, and so I have temporarily been attached to House of Manessa. So at this time, I'm asking Evangelist Hilda if she would give that information for House of Manessa. So those that desire to send a love offering, you don't have to, but if you desire, you can send it to House of Manessa, and Evangelist Hilda will give you that information right now.
Amen. If you would like to send a love offering to Reverend Debo, you can send it to House of Manessa Christian Ministries in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Amen. And now we'll have a offertorial selection. Amen. Praise God.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says, anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
Amen. Manifest in the flesh. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, 3 through 11 in the King James Version. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of the prophets of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecies, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And now you will hear our very own Reverend Debo will bring the message for us this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend Debo is in. God bless you, and it's in your hands.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I truly give honor to God. I give honor to God. Although I am not perfect, I thank God because He truly is. I'm breaking up.
You're sounding double.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Amen. Can you hear me better now?
Amen.
I give honor to God because of this opportunity that He has given me yet another time to share the gospel of Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank God for Reverend Wiggins, who keeps giving me an opportunity on this prayer line to bring forth the word of God. I bless
Praise
you guys.
God. Amen.
I consider it an honor and a privilege to share in this work, in this ministry. At this time, I'm going to ask if Evangelist Hilda would assist me tonight, because I'm en route. So if you would read my scriptures for me, I would be so grateful.
Amen. Okay, if you give them to me.
Okay, the first one is Psalm 121 and 1.
121 and 1. Okay.
The second one is Proverbs
3.
5 through 6.
5 through 6. Okay.
The third one is John. The Gospel of John.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 20.
20.
Verses 24 through 29.
24 through 29. Mm-hmm.
And the last one is from the book of Judges.
Judges. Uh-huh.
Chapter 6. Verses 11 through 27.
11 through 27. Amen. Praise God. Psalms. Okay, just got to give me a little. 121. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Psalms 121 and verse 1. God, those who seek him. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. Amen. That's
I'm sorry. What... Can you read verse 2 as well?
Okay. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the second one, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Okay, Proverbs. Proverbs. Just bear with me a little bit here. Okay, Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. Okay.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Amen. And now John 20.
Amen.
Amen.
29.
Luke, John 17, 18, 19, 20, 24. Okay. But Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand there, here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed. And now, Judges.
Chapter 6.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Judges. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Have your way. Cover with your blood, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, Judges 6 and 11 through 25.
11 through 27, yes.
Okay, Judges 6. And 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the Tiberith tree?
Amen.
Which was in Ophrah. And you know I can't pronounce these words.
Ophrah.
Which belonged to Joash, the Abarite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the vine windpress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our father told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Then he said to him, If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back. Then Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot. And he brought them out to him under the tamarind tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth as he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the ends of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. The fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. and the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, "At last, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it the Lord Shalom. To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abarites. Now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, "Take your father's young bull, the second bull of 7 years old, and tear down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the wooden image that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this rock in the proper arrangement, and take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image which you shall cut down." So Gideon took 10 men from among his servants and did as the Lord had said to him. But because he feared his father's household and the men of the city too much to do it by day, he did it by night. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing unto the reading of his words.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Father God, I come before you now asking that as I step out of the way, O God, that you would use me as a vessel, O God, to speak a word unto your people, O God, that they will leave this line, O God, encouraged and motivated and loving on you, understanding who you are and all of your glory, O God. Father God, that somebody would be touched through this message tonight. Father God, that it would make a difference, that they would take a moment, O God, to let it penetrate into their spirits, O God, that they would understand a change has already taken place. And Father God, I ask that you bless. But even before I get started, oh God, I have to repent. It is my desire to repent, oh God, because it's not my desire to sin before you. So right now, Father God, I repent. I do not desire to come into your presence, speak a word in an unworthy manner, oh God. What I did on today, oh God, for I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me, have mercy on me. The devil is a liar. He does not have control over my life. And right now, I'm going to speak the word of God. I am going to preach the gospel of Jesus, and God is going to get the glory. Satan is not going to have my mind. In obedience, I was preparing. And in preparing this word, the Holy Ghost must have took me here, there, and everywhere, trying to get ready with this word. But my prayer is always, God, that you would give me the word for whoever is going to be on the line or connected through the internet when I speak today, that it would be a right now word. And someone would hear just what they need to hear.
Amen.
So even on today, I got up bright and early this morning trying to get my mind ready, trying to hear from God. This is the word you want me to go forth with, right? And as I was trying to get in there and get the things out of Nehemiah, the Holy Ghost said, "That ain't the word," and he gave me the word.
Amen.
So he gave me a word, and I said, "Okay, God, I'm going forth with the word." But before the afternoon could get to me, I was attacked by the word. I said, "What is going on?" I was acting the plumb fool, and that word that I'm getting ready to deliver was delivered to me first. Amen?
Amen.
Now we're going to get in here, and we're going to look at Gideon, and then I'll explain to you how I was the first partaker of eating this meal. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Gideon, if you go back to the beginning of Gideon, chapter 6, and look at verse 12. Look at verse 12 and 13 for me. The word says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, let me say that again. If the Lord is with us, if the Lord is with us,
amen.
Then why has all this happened to us? And where are all these miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Let me stop there real quick. The title of my message is Trust Issue. Trust Issue.
Trust.
And now I'm going back to the word.
Amen.
Gideon said, if the Lord be with us, why are we going through all this? The angel of the Lord said, mighty man of valor. This is some good stuff. Lord, help me to get it all out tonight.
Amen.
So here comes Gideon. Gideon says, well, if the Lord is with us, why are we going through all this? Because he recognized, he says, okay, the angel of the Lord appeared. He says, oh, my Lord, well, if God is with us, why I'm going through this? And now, I like this. Y'all got to see the switch. You got to see the switch. Okay, look at 12. Verse 12 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, the Lord is with you. Gideon said, if he's with me, why are we going through all this, right? Now look at verse 14. Then the Lord turned to him and said, did you see the switch? It started out being the angel of the Lord speaking to Gideon. Now as we look on verse 14, it says, but now it says, then the Lord turned to him. My goodness, you got to understand when it switches. When your pastor is up there preaching, you've got to understand sometimes while he's preaching the word of God, because that's what the angel of the Lord was doing. He was giving Gideon the word of God. Thus says the Lord. So when your pastor is up there giving you what thus says the Lord, you got to know when the switch occurs, and now God is speaking directly through him in that moment.
Amen.
It is no longer the man of God speaking what God gave him, but now God himself says, what did you just say? You done made me come in this man and talk to you. So Jesus said, if he's with us, why are we going through? If you look back in Deuteronomy, I think it's 31 and 6, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake
you.
Amen. And as far as I know, Deuteronomy comes before Judges.
Amen.
In that chronological order, Deuteronomy comes first. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, Gideon is here saying, but if he's with us, why are we going through all this? What, you know, what's that about? Why we got to suffer? Didn't he bring us out of Egypt? Where's all these miracles? Right?
Amen.
Okay, now, Gideon said, I'm suffering. I'm going through. I need to see God's hand. What's going on? Ha, glory to God. And he said it in a way that God got stirred up and showed up for himself. He began to speak to Gideon himself. The angel of the Lord may have been standing there, but God began to speak. Your pastor may be standing in front of you, but you got to hear what God shows up for himself and speak it to you directly. Amen?
Amen.
Now, here we go. Here we go. It's verse 14, right? 14 through 16. It says, then the Lord, not the angel of the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel?
Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am just, I am the least in my father's house.
Amen.
And the Lord, not the angel of the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
Amen.
My goodness, you better hear God speaking tonight.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, not the angel of the Lord, not your pastor, not your evangelist, not your bishop. The Lord showed up.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
And God said to him, go in this might of yours. You got to hear how God said it all sarcastically. Go in this might of yours. As if I'm sending you to do it in your might. I'm the one that's sending you, and you're going to do it in my power, not your own.
Amen.
You can't defeat nobody without me. But he looked at him and he said, go in this might of yours. Go ahead in your own strength. Go. And then he says, with a big old capital F, look in your Bible. It says, surely I will be with you. As sure as I'm sending you to do this, I'm going to be with you.
Amen.
Why are you not trusting me, Gideon? I'm telling you to go. I know what you're up against. I am God Almighty. What is he? Oh, come on now. He says, I am omnipresent.
Amen.
Everywhere, all the time.
Yes.
I am, get this, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So that means I'm in your today, your yesterday, and your tomorrow. I know what you're getting ready to face. You don't even know what you're facing.
Amen.
But I do. You
come on
see
now.
An enemy. I don't see an enemy. I see a chance for me to show myself strong and get the glory out of this situation.
Hallelujah.
We're standing there already defeated, ain't even went into battle, haven't even taken on what God told us to do. God told us to do it. But we don't trust him anymore. That he's going to be with us to do what he's telling us to do.
Glory to God.
Come on now. God says, Gideon, go ahead in your own strength. And guess what? You're going to win this battle.
Yes.
As one man. You know what that tells me? Glory to God. Gideon, hello, can you hear me now? You are not the one going before your enemy, I am.
Amen.
You are not the one taking on this assignment, I am. And even though it doesn't look good, come on now.
Come on.
You've got to have faith.
Faith
is believing in the thing you cannot see. Come on, Gideon. Don't you trust me? There's some trust issues here.
Amen.
Come on now, look down at this. Look down at this. And now he says, Gideon says in verse 17, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who's talking to me. My goodness. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is some good stuff.
Come on now.
If you recognize that it's the angel of the Lord, if you recognize it's the angel of the Lord, it might as well be the Lord himself.
Hallelujah.
One of his ambassadors standing before you.
Come on now. Tell it. Tell it.
Come on now. If I recognize the pastor or the bishop or apostle being a man of God, it might as well be God himself talking to me. Unless I have a trust issue.
Amen.
And the one I'm not trusting is God. I had my brother-in-law say to me today, you don't trust him. I said, I don't trust no man.
Amen.
Because guess what? Man, woman, boy, girl, mother, father, sister, brother, doesn't matter. If they not God, they too.
human. That's right.
Come on now. The back of the money used to say, in God we trust. In God we trust. Not man. Not woman. The word of God says he is not a man that he should lie.
Hallelujah.
And I say, Lord God, that word is coming back at me before I preach it. Look how Satan's trying to mess up my mind so I don't get this word out. But the devil is a liar. God's word will prevail.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Come on now. This is good stuff. And so now, here's Gideon saying to God, well, God, if this is you and I found favor, let me see a sign.
Mm-hmm. Testing God.
But
go
God
ahead.
Told Thomas, my goodness, glory to God. Look at this word. In the book of John 20:24-29, Thomas was a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas was a follower of Christ.
Amen.
He saw the miracles that God did.
Yes.
He saw God breathe life back into Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He saw the little girl that they said was dead. God said, he's asleep. She's only asleep. Wake up, little girl. He woke up. Thomas was one of the followers. He saw the miracles firsthand. But there he was saying, if I don't put my hand in his side, I will not believe. That's a trust issue.
Amen.
And so God said, because he was there and the Son, Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, for he and I are one. So there was God in Jesus saying, you know what, Thomas? Because you've seen me, because you put your hand in my side, you believe. But blessed are the ones that have not seen and they believe. Bless them that trust me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Do you see what God is saying to us today?
Amen.
Come on now, walk with this word, walk with this word. But Gideon was asking for a sign that it was God who was speaking to him. Now, I believe when the angel of the Lord was talking to Gideon, even though Gideon recognized that was the angel of the Lord, something tells me when the Lord himself started speaking, there was an authority in the sound of his voice that should have let him know God is now standing before you speaking for himself. I believe when the pastor, the bishop, the apostle is standing there giving us a word that something happens when the Spirit of God takes over, he changes. When that anointing starts coming forth, his voice changes and the look on his face changes.
Amen.
Do we not see that now God is speaking for himself? Because why? We got trust issues. But God is the one, the only one that we can trust at all times. He
Amen.
Is a faithful God. He is faithful. Everything he promised in his word that he would do, he's either already done it or getting ready to do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The
praise God.
Says, Gideon says, okay, I want a sign. So God gave him a sign. Bless the Lord. You know how many times I know I do it for myself. I said, Lord, can I get a sign? Lord, you know what? I'm so crazy. Please forgive me. I don't mean to question you, but give me another sign that it's you that's telling me to do it. Give me a sign, Lord. I just need confirmation. But the word of God says, my sheep know my voice. If we know his voice, and the only way to know his voice is through his word. The Bible tells us faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
The only way for us to know him is to get in his word and get intimate, go into places with him, so that when the
Hallelujah.
You are defeated, foe. You are not my father. What you are telling me is contradictory to what the word of God says. I know my father is never going to speak against his word.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God says, he is the word, and he was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the God was the word. So
Amen.
God is never going to speak contrary to himself.
Amen.
Come on now. But we still got trust issues. We still say, God, I need a sign. God, if this is you speaking, confirm it. This is me. Kathy, God, confirm this is you. God says, even yet now, Kathy, out of all the things you've seen me do, you still feel like you can't trust me. I might not come when you want me, but I will always show up on time.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Whether you see me or not, just like he said to Thomas, blessed are the ones that don't see and still believe. If you don't see God moving right now, if you don't see nothing changing right now, still believe he's God.
Amen.
He said he would do it. He's not a liar. He can be trusted. From back of the dollar bill, it used to say, in God we trust.
Yes.
Do we? Or do we got trust issues? Come on now. Now if you see, after all of this, God says, you know what, I thank God he's a merciful God, and he is long-suffering, which means he's patient with his children. My goodness, anybody that got children, you ought to be thanking God for patience, because your children respond your patience. They will do everything you told them not to do, and you looking at them going, didn't I tell you not to do that?
Amen.
And then 2 days later or 2 days before, they sit in your face talking about, Mommy, I really love you. Daddy, I love you. And you going, I'm glad you love me. I love you too. But then when you see them go against what you told them not to do, you think God questions that we love them? No. He looks at us. My goodness. He looks at us and he says, I don't look at the outside. I look at a man's heart. On the outside, they may be doing stupid things right now, but I see their heart.
Amen.
They really do love me. Got caught up in the moment, allowed Satan to toss them to and fro, but at the end of the day, my baby's going to come back and say, forgive me, Lord. It is not my desire to sin against thee. Come on now. We don't need to have no trust issues. We serve a God that can be trusted.
Amen.
So what did God do? He gave Gideon a sign. He said, put your offering, pour that juice out. Put your offering right here. Lay it down, Gideon. Gideon laid it down and God consumed it with fire.
Amen.
Ain't no man produce no fire out of nothing. We need a couple of matches. We need a couple of sticks.
Praise God.
He needs himself to start a fire. So what God did was he showed him no man could do this.
Amen.
Now do you know that I'm God? And God does the same thing for us. Things
Amen.
That he brought us through. Things he delivered us from. The
yes.
stuff he took the faith out of our mouth for.
Oh, hallelujah.
And he said no man could have delivered you from that. No man could have broke that stronghold. Nobody but me. And he
Amen.
Did the same for Gideon. He gave him a sign. He said, no man could have done this. Now do you know it's me? Gideon said, my Lord, my God. And so he believed. And so he went on to do what God said. Israel out of the hands of the enemy. Because why? Now if my God said it, my God said he's going to be with me. My God says, surely, surely, I will be with you. And I'm
Amen.
Where I'm sending you. I know what I'm asking you to do. Kathy, I know where I'm sending you. I know what I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you to do it in your own might. I'm asking you to trust me.
Amen.
Because where God guides, he provides.
Yes, he does.
But we still got trust issues. How do I know? Come on down. Come on down. And verse 27, 26. God is telling Gideon, go build an altar to your Lord, to the Lord your God, on top of this rock in the proper arrangement, and take the second bull and offer burnt offering. And he goes on and on to describe Gideon, how I want you to do this. And in verse 27, it says Gideon took 10 men from among his servants, and then he did as the Lord. He did as the Lord had said to him. But whenever there's a but, watch out for what comes behind it. It says, but because he feared his father's household and the men of the city too much to do it by day, by night.
Amen.
He did what God told him to do. Oh, yeah, he did it. But it doesn't say he didn't do it and still was scared. He was scared.
Amen.
How many times does God ask us to do stuff and we would have scary selves? We scared, but we still do it because we want to obey the voice of God.
Amen.
So because this word says that he feared his father's people and his father's household, that lets me know there was still a trust issue.
Amen.
You know your God has told you to do something. You saw him give you a sign that it was him, that you found favor in his eyes, that he will be with you.
Amen.
You mean to tell me once he tells you to do it, you're going to sneak into it because you're scared now? Your father said, I'm with you. No, he said, surely I'll be with you. But it lets me know there was still a trust issue because it says, but because he feared his father's household. And if you look at father, it's with a small F. Anytime they're referring to God, whatever name they're using for God at the time, it's going to be capitalized. So that lets me know father's in a small F. They're talking about his natural father, not his spiritual father.
Amen.
All right, then.
He feared his natural father, which means there's a trust issue. I don't trust that God can deliver me from my father now. The God that just told me, I will never leave you. I'm going to be with you, Gideon. He said, Gideon, like I told Thomas, blessed is the man that believes and he don't see. Even if you don't see me with you, if you don't hear my voice again after this, whatever I told you to do, I'm still with you.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
But you know what Jehovah Jireh is? He's the, excuse me, not Jehovah Jireh, that's our provider, Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Nisi is our banner. That means he goes ahead of us and prepares the way. You mean to, ahead of us in battle. You mean to tell me the God that told you to go and deliver Israel out of the hands of the enemy, meaning you're not going to do it in your might. You're going to do it in my might, but I'm going to send you like you one man so that what? Nobody can get the glory but me. They will know that I am the Lord thy God.
Amen.
And now, after all of that, you still got to trust you, Gideon. Come on, Kathy. You still got to trust issue? Because now it says he did what the Lord said, but because he feared his father. Why didn't he fear his father, which are in heaven? The God that is telling you to go do it, you think he don't know the condition of your father's household? You think he don't know what you're up against to go do this? He knows what he's sending you in there to do. He knows that your enemies are going to be lurking. But greater is he that is with me than he that is in this world or them that come up against me.
Amen.
God before me, who can be against me?
Against me, hallelujah.
Not my father, not my husband, my sister, or my brother. Nobody can come up against my God.
Amen.
There needs not to be a trust issue. You ought to be walking around today saying, in God I trust. He is not a man that he should lie.
That's the word.
God, look at God's word. It says, don't let the enemy distract you. Don't let him cause you to lose hope. Don't let him take your focus off the God that you serve and who he is.
Amen.
Okay? What you do when the enemy starts whispering in your ears, huh? It says, the word of God says, cast down every imagination that so easily besets you. When he gets you to imagine it, what could be, what he's doing, look at what he saw, look at the look on his face. Devil, get the hell behind me. It's in God that I can trust, not you. You don't care nothing about me. You want to kill, steal, and destroy me. But my God loves me. And he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. And on that note, whatever you try to do, I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord.
From the Lord. Amen.
And God bless you guys. Amen. I trust that God's word says you will no longer have trust issues. You, Kathy,
amen,
will no longer have trust issues. You, Evangelist Hilda, no trust issues. You listener on the phone, no trust issue. You on the internet, don't have any trust issue. Not when it comes to your God. He's faithful.
Amen.
He can trust it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We were truly blessed by that sermon by Reverend Debo. Now the Bible says in Matthew 6:6, in the King James Version, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now we will give you an opportunity for the woman of God to pray for our guests online and those who desire to call in for prayer. Our call-in number is 626-213-5681. Amen. And now we would like to ask each one of our guests to give a brief response on how the sermon was a blessing to them. God bless you, Dr. V. How are you this evening?
God bless you, woman of God. I'm awesome. Thank you.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, the word was awesome. We got to trust him. We just got to trust him, just bottom line.
Absolutely.
And I was really blessed by that. It called me to attention to trust him more as well.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Padipo.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, woman of God.
Area code 404. How was it a blessing, the message? Do you have a brief response to the message? And how was it a blessing to you?
The message was awesome. It, as the last caller stated, it allowed me to understand and realize that I too have trust issues. You know, God has asked me to trust him on many occasions, and, you know, finances and things that you do see that are causing problems will cause you to have trust issues and wonder if he will show up on time. But his timing is not our timing. And what I got from that message is trust and believe that God is God and he's God all by himself, and we don't need to step in and try to fix it, because he will do what he says he will do.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Do you have a prayer request for our Reverend Debo to pray for you, in a prayer of thanksgiving, supplication, or intercession?
I do have a prayer request. My prayer request is that I have released a new Christian novel, and I was prophesied this weekend that God said you put it on pages, but it deserves to be on stages. I pray that it does get the opportunity to go forth and touch the lives of God's people as what I believe he intended. And I also want to pray for my trust issues in my relationship, in my job, and in my finances as well. Thank you.
Amen. Awesome.
Reverend Debo.
Amen. Father God, we're coming to you even right now, oh God, on behalf of this woman of God. Father God, you know the word that you sent for. My goodness, glory be to God. Father God, as though the person was prophesying to her, it was not the woman, as you just showed us with Gideon. Even though the angel of the Lord was standing there, the Lord himself began to speak. And so help her to hear through your word, oh God, that is confirmation the voice she heard was yours, oh God, from pages to the stages, oh God. You intend to bless where you are guiding her, oh God, where the Lord guides you, provide. He's going to open up doors that you can't even imagine. So you can believe him tonight. You can trust him for everything that he's ever done for you, for everything you've ever seen him do for others. That's the same God that you're watching even now. And he says, you can trust me. Surely, surely I will be with you. He says that
Amen.
Even now, I know your heart's desire. Seek ye first the kingdom, and I will give to you the desires of your heart. He knows what you desire with this book that you've written. And he says, but I want to take you farther. I want to go higher. I want
Thank
to bless you in territory you can't
Hallelujah.
Even imagine. Let
Hallelujah.
Me be God in your situation. Let me be God. Let me do it. And ask
Amen.
For your relationship, woman of God. God says, trust me. Step out of the way this time. Don't you try to grab the reins again. Let me do it. And we're believing God tonight that even right now, as you have stepped out, opened up your mouth and sought after God for help with your relationship, that you can believe right now God is already working on your behalf. He's going to touch you. He's going to touch your husband. He's going to touch that situation. No more. No more as it was in the past. It's a new day. And God is
Amen.
Going to do a new thing. You just got to trust him, woman of God. Trust
Amen.
Him. He's already on it. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
Dr. V, do you have a prayer request of thanksgiving, supplication, or intercession?
Oh, glory to God. Yes, I do. My daughter in Houston was let off her job on Friday.
Oh.
It was a good thing because it was a job that she really didn't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just want the prayer is that God will open up a door to a job that she feels better suited to be, that she can give. You know, she's a people person, to be around people and to minister to people, and also to pray for ministry, which is a prophetic dance ministry. It really takes off this time when she's in a new place, and I believe God's going to open up doors for her. But yes, I would pray for my daughter, my grandkids. My daughter's name is Tressie, and I have four beautiful grandchildren, ages 8 months to 14 years old. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Reverend Debo.
Father God, we come before you even right now on behalf of the woman of God. Father God, you've heard her petition, oh God. She seeks your hand to move on behalf of her daughter. She seeks your hand to move on behalf of her four beautiful grandchildren, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
God, I hear your word saying, no good thing but I would hold from him
Hallelujah.
That love.
Glory to God.
Blessed are the little ones. Suffer not them to come unto me. So, Father God, as she's standing in gap for her family, as she's seeking your hand, oh God, to touch in their behalf, we already know the babies are blessed because they have
found favor.
They have found favor.
Hallelujah.
The daughter, God said, her prophetic ministry, remember this, tell her this, your gift is going to make room for you. The door that
Yes.
God said, she was in my way.
So I shut the door. She never would have left on her own. I shut
That's
the door
right.
that opened up the one I want her
Thank
to go through.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's already done. I've released it in the heavenly. Look for it down here in the earthly.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Trust him.
Hallelujah.
God says,
Thank you, Lord.
That my people can come before me and ask what they will. And believe in my word. Trust me. It shall be given unto you. I've seen your faithfulness. I know your heart.
Amen.
Your labor has not been in vain. God says, I will do what I said I would. Don't worry about your daughter. There's another door coming soon.
Amen.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Thank
She's
you.
Going to make sure
Thank
her ministry
you.
Takes off because she desires to do a work for him. And he's going to see to it that she gets her heart's desire because it's going to
Thank
bring glory
you.
To God. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Father.
Okay, Reverend Debo, my prayer request is not a prayer of blessing for me, but it's for my sisters. I'm asking for a financial blessing for each and every one of them.
Amen.
That they will grow strong in their faith in the Lord and that they will receive their heart desires, whatever it may be within reason, and that is they would always put God first in their lives. That is my
Amen.
Prayer request.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We come before you even right now on behalf
yes,
of the
Lord
woman
Jesus.
Of God that is seeking your help, your
yes.
guidance, your blessings. She's seeking financial blessings for her siblings, oh God, her sisters, oh God. She's
yes.
seeking that they will seek your face first, knowing all of these things will be added unto them as they continue to seek your face, oh God, as they continue to come before you in prayer, oh God, as
yes.
they continue
Jesus.
To believe and trust and wait on you, oh God. Father God, we're praying for all of her sisters. We're praying blessings on her, oh God, that she's even taking the time to say, God, I'm not just coming to you for myself. I'm coming to you for my loved ones. I'm coming to you
yes.
for to be the voice of my sisters, oh God. Father God, I know
yeah.
they desire financial blessing. I know they're in need, oh God. I know they don't know which way to turn, oh God. But I serve a God that sits high and looks
oh,
low.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
glory to
God.
God
that I serve. I can bring this petition and trust that their needs will be met.
Yes,
you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Every one of those sisters, every one of those sisters, according to your divine will and purpose for their life,
yes.
oh God. We're
yes.
believing for good things to happen to them.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. We praise
right now,
you,
God,
Father,
that they're going to get a right now blessing.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We declare it and decree it. They shall be blessed.
Oh, yes, Lord God. Thank
they
you,
They will
Jesus.
No longer be troubled in their spirit over financial concerns.
Hallelujah.
We serve a God that we can call El Shalom, the God of peace. He gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Hallelujah.
We don't know what we're going through. In the midst of it all, we still have peace. We still have joy.
Thank
and so
you,
right
Lord
now, God,
Jesus.
Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that as Evangelist Hilda has passed all her cares upon you, you said you would give her rest. She could rest in you knowing her sister's needs will be met. You said, I know the prayers I have for your life and that it's to prosper you and not to harm you. Oh, God,
yes,
we thank you
amen.
Because we know you have always been faithful to your word. Thank you for blessing them, oh God, as we continue to petition you on behalf of Evangelist Hilda and her sisters, oh God. We know it's already done. We know it's already done. We know you desire to bless them. We know you desire to show yourself strong in their situation. We know, oh God.
Thank you,
We know,
Lord.
Oh God, that you know what they're going through. You know what they're in need of, oh God.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are last as long as they are in fellowship with our God.
Amen.
And God, not only are we praying for their financial needs and blessings, oh, Evangelist Hilda, we're praying, oh, God, for a relationship with you. That they would make their relationship with you or seek to have a relationship with you. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it and I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you for doing it for Father.
Amen. Praise God. And now we will have an altar call. And for those who are not saved or for those who are seeking Christ's face and want to believe and accept him as their personal Savior, please repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Let us pray. Father God, I am a sinner.
Father God, I am a sinner.
I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
And on the third day, he rose from the dead.
And on the third day,
that he ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the throne of God.
That he descended into heaven on the right hand of the throne of God.
Pleading and interceding my case.
Pleading and interceding his case.
Jesus be my Lord, Savior, and friend.
Jesus be my Lord, Savior, and friend.
I want to follow you all the days of my life.
I want to follow you all the days of my life.
I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me.
I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me.
To lead and guide me through this world.
To lead and guide me through this world.
So I can spend eternal life in your kingdom of heaven.
So that I may live an eternal life.
In your kingdom of heaven. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
All of these blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
We ask in Jesus' name we pray.
And believe it's already done. Amen.
And believe it's already done.
Amen. And now we will have a few words from our pastor, Prophet R. D. Wiggins. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. One.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for everyone today on the bloodstained banner. Amen. And, you know, I did three services today, so I was really kind of out of it. But I just want to thank you for really helping me to pray one for another. Amen. And it's a blessing to you. It's a blessing to be a part of a ministry that we all can work together. So I just want to thank you, Reverend Devo. And I want to thank all the ministers. Thank God we have a fivefold ministry of apostles, prophets, teachers, people, and evangelists just to be an edification to the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 And I want to thank Reverend Devo from the bottom of my heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sir, God bless you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity. Thank you.
Amen.
Are you done, Pastor?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it back over to Hilda. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Hilda.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor is a little bit out of it this evening because he did 3 services today. So he's a little tired.
Bless him. Bless him hard.
Well, right now we're coming to the ending of our service today. Being that it's Sunday and everybody's, I guess,
tired.
Oh, praise God. Anyway, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and I'm the assistant pastor for House of Manessa Christian Ministries. We are Church Beyond Walls. You've been listening to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. We air every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. And once again, I am Evangelist Hilda. It's been a blessing to have you, and always remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
May God bless. Reverend Debo, you have to give the benediction. And after the benediction, we will all say our good nights, and we love you, and we want you to tune in again tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. to pray one for another. Amen. And to hear our very own Dr. B to give us an update on healing, which I really have missed because... you know, I look forward to the
amen. Yes, we
for the
do.
Chapters in healing. You know,
amen.
We're gonna be knee deep in Hannah praise tomorrow. So everybody be ready with their praise.
Amen.
We'll be ready.
All right. We will definitely be ready because
amen.
I mean, you know, you can't
we'll
just get
ready.
Us hooked into something and then all of a sudden it just kind of like dies down to 2 days a week. You know, I was enjoying the 5 days a week.
It's powerful, though. Those 2 days are powerful.
Amen. Well, we have no choice but to put them from 2 days into 5 days into 2 days.
Yeah, we'll make those 2 days powerful.
Dr. P brings the fire.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
Further ado. Yeah, I just want to say that Dr. V will be preaching next week.
Oh, Dr. V, you are preaching next week.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank
Lord.
God.
I'm going to be part two. Love the hell out of it. Love the hell out of
Reverend Debo, be quiet.
Love the hell out of your enemy, y'all. Preach part two.
Oh, we're going to be loving the hell out of our enemy. So, ladies and all our viewers and listeners, please don't forget to tune in to next Sunday at 8 p.m. for Dr. V. Love the hell out of your enemy.
All right, now. We'll be there.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Reverend Debo.
God bless you.
Pastor, do you have anything else to say?
No, thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Reverend Debo is back in your hands.
God bless you. Woman of God, I want to thank you, too, Evangelist Hilda. As always, you are doing a wonderful, wonderful job in assisting us and bringing forth the program. All of your energy, all of your faithfulness, God is going to honor that woman of God. And I thank you for assisting me on tonight. Amen.
Man, God bless.
I was going to do the whole, now, Father God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. And God says, no, give them that last scripture. I need them to hear that. And so after you hear this, you receive the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
And that is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall He shall direct your path.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That was for me. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, gave Pastor some life and gave confusion.
Oh, yes. Good. He came alive. So you have something to expand on, Pastor?
No, I just thank God for that, you know, scripture. You know what I mean? You know, it's always good to know that God is, you know, it's teaching us, and, you know.
Yes.
And that's a good word. Amen.
Man.
And did everybody get a chance to talk about how they like the sermon today?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
God, we're waiting for the benediction.
That was the benediction.
Oh, it was?
God said, yeah. Let this be the last word they hear out of your mouth. Trust in the Lord in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding, and He shall direct your path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. V, do you have
a
prayer for our viewers today?
Okay. Well, I think we need to be obedient to the Spirit. That'd be the Lord. I don't get in trouble with the Spirit. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're not in trouble with the Spirit.
Let the word be in you. That was also how you said, Elder Debo. Say it again,
Reverend Debo.
I'm sorry,
Reverend Debo. What you say?
The last thing I said.
Yes.
Now the last thing you're supposed to say.
I said Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Is that what you're referring to?
Proverbs 3, 5,
I
and
said,
6. Lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
Yes.
He shall direct your path.
That's right. That's the benediction. Thank you. That's the last word. That's the last prayer.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless.
That's it.
God
he
bless
wants that to be the last thing we hear tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good
night.
Love you. Talk tomorrow.
I love
you guys.
Love
you.
Thank
Talk to you tomorrow.
And may the Lord add a blessing unto each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
after me. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
The heart of his spirit.
in a world full of gray, where hurt had no cause. There's been those dreams that were so blue, nightmares that never end, and waking up was hard to do. Then you paved the road with streets made of gold, with light that shines forever, and time never grows old. Sent a friend who will always be true, who died for my sins. Nobody but you brings tears of joy of joy, caught up in your grace, tears of joy. Nothing can take the place of the pain that you replaced in my soul with tears of joy. That decided to stay. Too many mistakes in my song, with a hook that kept on going on and on and on. Then you sang to my soul. Your merciful melody began to your word filled up my heart with a rhythm unheard and a love.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.